What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we were talking about this article from Aletho News about the World Bank's impractical electric car claptrap. Now, obviously, with people hanging onto their cars for much longer, I think we reported yesterday, the average age of a car on the roads of America is like 12 years. Well, the banks don't like that. The banks want you to be constantly buying a newer car, you know, with a car loan to which they get some of the interest here. And so from the point of view of the banks, they have a financial agenda in getting you to buy a new car, especially something as expensive as an electric car. Biden's out there saying that, you know, these high gasoline prices we're dealing with is a good thing because it's going to hasten the transition to electric cars here. And as I've mentioned before, there is a big gaping hole in all of this, because in order to drive an electric car, you must charge it from a supply of electricity. Where is that electricity coming from? Well, for most of the country, it is fossil fueled power stations. So electric cars really aren't green and clean. They may be right where you're driving the car. The pollution is just being shoved off someplace else. And until somebody deals with that part of it, of how to come up with all that electricity in a clean manner, then this is just another get-rich-quick scheme. You know, oh, we got to get them to buy new cars and go further into debt to the banks, and everybody will be happy. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You were just talking earlier about foreclosures.
Yes.
In the United States. Well, what do you think is going to happen up here?
Oh, it's going to hit there as well. This is going to be a global contamination.
I think it's going to be really, really bad on this side of the pond, especially up here in Canada, because we never had that housing crash from 2009. And not only that, was it today I read that we are going to expect another 1% increase in interest rates from the Federal Reserve this year? Two 50-pointers, right?
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to get that up here, and that's going to translate into another 2% for a mortgage. 2% is like almost $200 on a $100,000 mortgage.
Yes.
And, you know, considering the average price of a house up here, which has fallen by about 6.8%, it's still up around $700,000. So, like... What would possess? Well, I understand it because I've talked to people about this. Their idea is, well, it's better to get in late than never.
Yes,
and I don't agree with that, especially if you're already, let's say, renting, and your rent is, you know, low. Comparatively low to what it would be if you were to rent another apartment, you know, move out and go out and rent another one, or just move upstairs to the same apartment, basically just a different floor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a big problem here as well, because obviously you know that when the housing market goes up, well, rents are going to go up. It takes a little while longer, but it does happen. It's I don't even, Mike. What is going to happen? The only thing I can see is people, this country is going to, my country, your country, it's going to get a lot poorer.
Yes.
It sounds like it's a part of a plan.
Great Depression. This will be a greater depression.
Well, I'm hoping not, but I can see it happening. And I'm lucky because I've been sheltered from this stuff for, 16, 17 years, because I work in the food industry, and everybody's got to eat, right?
Yes.
There's only one thing better, and that's, and I hate to say this, Mike, but the cream of the crop, as far as what I do for a living, is pharmaceuticals, you know? So just under that's food, and then of course just under that is something a little less clean, and then you get into like really dirty stuff, right, where you're you know, just covered in crap from tip your head to your toe. I've gone through that, and I've had it, and you know, I paid my dues, and I'm thankful that it's all gone. But these cars, now these electric cars that they're pushing. Oh, by the way, have you ever heard of a website called Rock Auto?
Oh yeah, yeah. They do car parts. You know, they've done a lot of advertising on TV.
Yeah, they're kick A. I mean, there are a lot of people up here that buy from them. Mm-hmm. And with even now with the shipping, that's ridiculous. Even now, the parts are cheaper. Getting them up, you know, up in Canada from Rock Auto in the United States, they're still cheaper than going, you know, to the corner, or you know, a mile or two away to one of these, you know, places. Like we have Canadian Tire up here, right?
Yes.
So I guess if that were down in the United States, it'd be called American Rubber. I don't know. I'm just guessing, but yeah, I never came up with that. By the way, that was my ex that came up with that, and I laughed really hard. Anyways, so, you know, a lot of people do that, and I'm telling you, Rock Auto parts are still cheaper. I'm giving a free shout out to Rock Auto for all the people that are listening to the show. It's a great place to buy car parts if you're lucky enough to be able to do this stuff on your own. If you're not, may I suggest watching YouTube videos or getting Chilton. Back in the day, it was those Chilton books, right? For doing your own. Yeah, those are gone. I still have a few of them, right? But anyways.
Well, cars today, you know, unfortunately, cars. I mean, I don't know if this is true in Canada, but here in the U.S., you know, when I was a kid, cars were built to be worked on by their drivers. And these days, the cars are intentionally designed, so you have to take them into a licensed service individual who will plug it into their computer. And I learned this the hard way when we had that Xterra, and it started leaking oil around the valve covers. And just, you know, being from, you know, the age I was, I figured I'll just go get a couple of valve cover gaskets, and that will be the end of the problem. Come to find out, on that engine, the valve cover gaskets were on the same unit as the head gasket, which meant to repair the oil leak under the valve covers, I had to pull the whole top of the engine off. And it was at that point I just sold the thing.
Yeah, that's getting ridiculous. But you are right about what they've done with these things.
Yeah, I do like my Hyundai. I absolutely love my Hyundai.
Well, I have no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I have a Kia, and they're basically, you know, it's basically the same car. You know what I mean? Like Kia and Hyundai, they're cousins, right? What are they, Korean or something, I think?
Yeah, I had a Kia once, and it had a problem where every once in a while the ignition would stop working, and it turned out to be a known manufacturing defect, which was ultimately easy to fix, but because it was intermittent, it was almost impossible to find. But the Hyundai, we got that after the Honda got stolen and stripped, and I put in one of those little TV consoles with the backup camera, and Apple Play, and it's the hippest car I've ever had, and I've had some pretty hip cars.
Well, Honda's a good name too.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're very popular with car thieves.
Oh yeah, because they're so popular.
The parts are interchangeable across multiple years and multiple models, and you know that's why our Honda got stolen a total of three times before the final time when it was stripped.
Just like Toyota, they did the same thing, right? Across multiple platforms, the same parts used. And that's what made them so popular and financially feasible to do this sort of thing. But your Hyundai, you know, a brand new one, it's got a 5-year warranty. It's got a 10-year powertrain warranty. That's fantastic.
It's 100,000 miles on the powertrain, but only for the original owner. We've got an extended warranty, and we actually do have a very nice mechanic here in Santa Claus. Anyway, Al, I need to let you go. The phone lines are loaded up.
Thanks for your time.
And I've got a caller calling from Tokyo, Japan. I want to get to that one next because it is a long-distance call. James in Tokyo, thank you for waiting patiently while Al and I went down our automotive nostalgia. What's on your mind?
No, it's okay. Go on the automotive nostalgia. Give me another chance to apologize to you. Sure. It gives me another chance to apologize to you for stealing your Honda. Hey, Mike.
Oh, that was
you,
huh?
Let me ask you a question.
Well, listen. Can I have my audio CD collection back? That was in the trunk.
Absolutely. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it that a speck of a microorganism on a rock on Mars is considered life, but a heartbeat on Earth is not considered life?
Well, politics. And, I mean, you know, you've got, you know, if you destroy an eagle's egg while it's got a heartbeat, you can go to prison and pay a $10,000 fine. Actually, for bald eagles, $250,000. Same thing with the sea turtle. If you break a sea turtle egg while there's a detectable heartbeat, you are going to go to prison. And yet the same political party that's wringing its hands over the school shooting down in Texas and demanding we give up our guns are perfectly happy with millions of unborn human beings being, you know, shredded every year.
Absolutely, and I don't see what the whole big deal is over the abortion, federally mandated abortion rights, because I think all you have to do is take that Pfizer shot. That'll help you out. But anyway,
yeah,
I got another question for you, Mike.
Having a lot of problems. You know, the thing that really bothers me is the utter callous disregard for human life. I mean, if people want to be sexually active and they don't want to have a baby, they do have a choice. They can use birth control. And birth control, first of all, is a lot less expensive than having an abortion. It's a lot less traumatic than having an abortion. That's not an easy procedure for a woman to go through. And you know, it really is a better option to go with, like, using a condom, which will also protect you from sexually transmitted diseases like monkeypox. And, but, you know, the liberals don't want to do that. They want to go on out and, you know, just do what they're going to do. And then when they get pregnant, oh, I'll just, you know, flush it down the toilet and that will be the end of it. And there's a certain lack of empathy and humanity in that kind of thinking where, you know, lives become that disposable.
Mike, I agree. I got another question for you.
Sure.
Did you upgrade the sound on your show? Because Dustin, I listened to your show yesterday, and Dustin from New Jersey called in, and the sound was so clear, so I'm wondering, did you upgrade your sound? Or is Dustin calling in and not wearing his mask while he calls in the show?
I suspect it's the latter because, you know, we haven't really done, or at least I haven't done any significant changes to my setup here in Indiana. I'm not aware of any major upgrades down there in Round Rock, Texas. I think it was just Dustin was on a different phone.
I agreed with him when he said that he thinks that Putin is probably going to go into Odessa. I really do agree with that, and that Ukraine is going to end up in a landlocked nation. You know, I am actually angry at Putin. I mean, he had Pelosi, Schiff, McConnell, Justin Castro all in his backyard, and he just didn't take them out. But what really upsets me even more, Mike, is the $40 billion to be stolen by the Dems. And the Ukrainians, you know, that's actually like a quarter of Ukraine's GDP. I'm kind of thinking, like, would you believe that, like, Zelensky was telling his friends that I told Brandon, I mean, Bribin, I mean, Biden, that if he doesn't come up with the $40 billion, I will release all the info about Hunter and the Romneys, the Pelosis and Kerry's kids were up to in Ukraine. And, well, son of a bitch. So that's what I'm thinking is kind of happened with that $40 billion, because that's a massive amount of money that's totally unneeded. That's even more than the money that Russia spends on its own military over a year.
No, I think all those American politicians went on over and met with Zelensky to make sure they were going to get their cut of that money.
That's it. They all want the cut. And,
let
me ask you, you were going on cars?
Yep. Yeah.
Piece of the action, like they said in the old Star Trek episode with the gangsters.
Yes.
But how's gas going in Indiana? How much is it now?
We're a little bit below the national average, but, it's definitely going up there. And when we first moved here from Hawaii, it was under $2 a gallon. Now it's about $4.30 for regular.
Yeah, it's about $5.80 here. I'm actually hoping that, this whole, everything that's going on with, personally, I hope that the prices go even higher because in the summer of 2020, I restructured my entire portfolio and invested heavily in energy when energy kind of hit a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of doing really good for me. In addition to the devaluation of the Japanese currency of like 25% or so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was probably up to 30%, but 25% over the past 2 years. So things are kind of going good for me, but maybe not bad for everybody else. But
no, out in San Francisco, gas is almost $8 a gallon. And what makes it worse, of course, is all those hills that they have to drive up and down. That burns up the gas real fast.
Yeah, it sure does. And but they have so many different types of regulations compared to the rest of America. And in addition, in California, they're pretty much like they're a landlocked nation, so they're getting all, a landlocked state. So they don't have as much coming in from pipelines, for example, from Canada, as they do in the heart of America, where there are a lot of different pipelines, going all around because you have the Rocky Mountains and stuff. It's just kind of too expensive to pipeline everything into California. So they need to get rid of a lot of different regulations to make, life better for their people, but they don't really care, actually. And, it's just a shame. I looked at Investment Watch blog, and they said that there's a recession because strippers say that the clubs aren't full. And I guess Dustin will tell you, if you get a whole bunch of Ukrainian strippers, business might change, and, As in Tokyo, they're full of Ukrainian and Russian strippers, and I think the Ukrainians and the Russians are going to have to start learning to work together. And that's about all, Mike. Good talking to you.
Okay, well, before you go here, I'm looking at a map of pipelines in the United States, and there are pipelines coming down into California from Oregon and inside Nevada and Arizona, and yeah, it's not as dense a pipeline structure as you find around, obviously, Texas, Oklahoma, and that area. But it's it does have oil and gas. Mostly it's internal shipping around because, they have a lot of oil reserves down there in Long Beach, and they just pump it up to the northern part of the state. Okay, so let's see.
Nice talking to you, Mike.
All right, nice talking to you too here. And let's see where we are. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of news here because it's too close to the commercial break here. The U.S. is now going to allow 2 million baby formula cans in from the United Kingdom. They have finally allowed Abbott to start releasing product as well, and they're talking about 300,000 specialty cans coming in from them. So, they're panicking. They're taking desperate measures, and they want you to be really, really impressed on how they handled this crisis that they made for themselves. And let's see. According to polls, I got to take a break for commercials here. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Charles in St. Pete. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, have you seen the truthseeker.co.uk, the latest one for May 24th, Jim Stones, JimStoneIndia.com. It's on the truthseeker.co.uk.
Haven't seen it. Why don't you tell us what it says?
Yeah, it's talking about Uvalde, Texas. I'm quoting from what he says here about his youngest son attended elementary and middle and high school in Texas in three different cities. He says by 2014 rolled around, all schools in our area had been retrofitted, a new school designed with buzz-in systems where you could not walk into the school without being buzzed in by the front office. Parents would literally have to have given their name and their name of their student and the reason for their visit. You would sit outside and wait a couple of minutes while the administrator and staff verified your student was a real student at the school.
We saw a lot of that at schools in Hawaii, but as I mentioned earlier in the show, I got onto Google Earth, And I went down to that school in Texas and put it into Street View, which is made from photographs taken from a Google car that drives along. And the school campus was wide open. No fences. You could just walk in off the street to the front of any of the classrooms. And so security there was not very good at all. And I've heard all these stories about 6-foot-tall fences. They're definitely not there.
Well, the first reports, he said, were is that the so-called person was in the lot and he was shot there. He was shooting his gun and he was shot there. He's, by the way, his name is, I forget his name is, but it's, he's a tranny, by the way.
That's been discredited.
Yes, here it is here. Oh my God, I found the shooter's Reddit account.
Yeah, that's
was been a transgender.
Charles.
Original
Charles,
story out
Charles.
Of.
Okay, all right, we're going to drop Charles here. That story about the shooter being transgender is a hoax, and it's one of the hoaxes that was being put on out there to try and discredit the independent media while we work to figure out just exactly what it is that happened down there in Texas. So, yeah, absolutely. Have to be very, very careful because the propagandists are out there trying to protect the official story and, trying to embarrass us. That alone tells me there is some kind of a covert psyop going on here. All right, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go with, Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, you know, my topic was elderly, our food, elderly, and lost history. Okay, so
okay.
When you were a kid, did you ever have a desire to talk to an older person? I mean, like way older than you, and get some information from these people. You know,
I did. I understand that probably was not the normal thing for a young person. But, I had this grandfather who had been with Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. I had these uncles who had fought in World War II in Europe. And I wanted to hear what they had to say about what they'd been through.
Absolutely. And I had that desire, too. And I, you know, as a young entrepreneur, I went from door to door and whatnot, trying, hey, can I pull some weeds? I see your garden has some weeds in it. Can I pull some weeds for, at that point, it was like $1 or something to do. But that was a lot of money for me. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I got to get to know these people. And for whatever reason, as a young man, I asked them, you know, hey, what was it like to be my age when you were growing up? And then you get these stories, and they're absolutely fascinating. So what is happening right now? Okay, so that's the truth. I don't think, why would they lie to a kid? You see what I'm saying? So that's the truth. So right now, what they're doing, I think, is they're, you look at COVID-19, Cuomo puts a bunch of COVID patients in with the elderly, and I'm sure other states did, like Washington, Oregon, and California both did. All of them did, whatever. So they're destroying the elderly people for a reason, and including ourselves, because I'm not quite where the 95-year-old is who, if he has the same brain, could tell us so much more than the history books. This is what's amazing to us, is what we're losing right now is we're losing the history in our country because they are attacking
the history. Very, very real. Okay, listen, I need to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. We were talking with Andy in Texas, and Andy, if you could pick it up where you left off.
Well, hey, Mike, thank you. No, think of the history we're going to lose here. And okay, so it was food, elderly, and loss of history. So the food is going up horrendously. Mm-hmm. Social Security. How many millions of people are on Social Security? Older folks are on Social Security, and that is their only income.
Yeah.
A lot of these people live on like $600 a month, and their rent is like, well, I don't know what it is, but I don't even know how they do it. But they somehow have to take into this, you know, this inflation and stuff, and somehow they have to do this. And I don't know how this is going to work out, but these people are going to, they're being starved out simply because not only was, you know, COVID and throw these people in there to kill them and whatnot, but they're killing them now with the food. This is going to be something here. I think it's going to be something with the older folks. They're not going to be able to afford food. And the family members, eventually, they won't be able to afford food, even though they will supplement their moms and pops and stuff. But what about the people who don't have, they don't have any family, you know? So they can't be supplemented. So But in the long run, we're losing much more than just the elderly. We're losing the truth. Because most of the books and stuff that we learned in school, at least the ones they chose to put in the schools to mm-hmm. teach us the history, they are lies. Okay, so you can go search and probably find the truth, but at this particular point, who knows the truth? But the fact
well,
of the matter
you know, it
is...
Well, it was my uncles who served in Germany in World War II who basically told me that all this stuff about death camps was just an absolute complete lie.
Without a doubt. And so the people that are being killed right now are the people we should be interviewing them. These mm-hmm. are the people we should be talking to. I mean, not for the radio, but just for your own knowledge, because just ask an older person. I mean, maybe they're 20 years older than you. Just ask them. Ask them, what was it like when you were, I'm 50, somewhere in the neighborhood. What was it like when you were there?
Spring chicken, you. You
yeah,
kid.
No, I'm a spring chicken.
Yeah.
But on the same token, though, it would be interesting to know what their life was then, as in what it was. I mean, if you got a memory, you know what your life was when you were a child. So it would be nice to know
what their childhood was. From what it is today. I mean, you know, the TV sets were thick enough the cat could sleep on the top. And they had these glass things inside that would slowly light up and all the rest of that stuff here.
It would be enlightening. Thank you, Mike. You have a good day.
All right, thanks. Well, sorry to cut you off here, but we are starting to run out of time. We've got callers on the line. Let's go to Eric in Texas. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to express some skepticism with Elon Musk exposing the Twitter bots and everything. Just because it's been reported for several years through some researchers at University of Maryland that he's been actually capitalizing on them for many years. Anytime Tesla gets negative press, for instance, the Twitter bots will come out and start hyping them back up. And so there's a long history of that. And even recently, there was
there's a lot of that on both sides, because if you remember...
Yeah, I agree.
We talked about this story yesterday where there was this big banner story about how two Teslas had caught on fire within a few days of each other, which sounds like, you know, something really bad, until you look at how many hundreds of thousands of gasoline-powered cars catch fire every year in this country, accounting for 12% mm-hmm. of all deaths by fire, and you realize two Teslas is not an issue. But somebody was putting that story out there to try and discourage people from buying Teslas. Probably Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's trying to sell her Tesla now.
Yeah, no, I just think it's ironic how it's usually the people that are, you know, perpetrating the crime, so to speak, are usually the ones warning against it. But, I mean, to me, it's deeper than just, like, the whole Tesla cars. It's even into the whole cult, some people call it, of Elon with the brain chips, merging technologies with humanity, you know, all that. And it just reminds me of, like, the Sophia bot, which came out a long time ago and received citizenship in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And, and so he's introducing the Tesla bot. Go figure, he has real robots and then there's the virtual bots. It makes sense you'd be immersed in all of that. And so it's kind of wondering, like, well, what's going to happen? Are they supposed to replace us? Is this part of the culling process that a lot of people warn about? Maybe he's going to capitalize on that.
I think you've been reading too many dystopian novels. I mean, I think the reason...
well, so have the elite.
let me finish, Eric. I think the reason that people admire... Elon Musk, and I am one of them, is because he just decides he's going to do something and he goes out and he does it, whether it was the Tesla, SpaceX, they're doing amazing things out there. I know this Neuralink has a lot of people scared, but its stated purpose is to help cure or treat injuries that lead to paralysis by allowing the brain to communicate with remote parts of the body without the benefit of the spinal cord. If he can get that to work, I think that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how they introduce these technologies. It's always dual use. They're going to sell it to the public up front as beneficial to humanity.
Okay, well, Eric, I'll tell you what. just don't buy the stuff that you don't want to have. It's not going to be forced on you.
No.
And the rest of us are going to play with our toys, okay?
Or maybe they will. But, yeah, it's interesting because a lot of the stuff he's introducing goes back to some old government
Eric,
documents.
We get the fact that you don't like Elon Musk here.
But,
and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go over to... let's see, Neil in, Bob, Bob in North Carolina. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike, thanks for keeping free speech alive. You guys can handle the truth, I think. So, earlier in your show, you stated that there was a 90-minute wait outside of the school.
Yes.
And then you said, okay, and then you stated that you feel like more and more that you hear that it's fake, and that they wanted to build up the body count, which is pretty macabre. And here's what I don't understand. If there was a 90-minute wait and you said a mother drove hours, plural, to get there and was handcuffed, that makes zero sense. You can't drive hours.
Well, I'm just reporting what was reported in the press, and now they're saying that the wait was only 1 hour and not 90 minutes. But there is that question. Why did the police sit there and leave this shooter in the school for an hour?
Because they thought it was a... Sir, they thought it was a hostage situation. They didn't want to barge in when you have an active shooter.
That's not what the Department of Public... Bob, that's not what the Department of Public Safety officer said. He said, we can't comment. Okay?
Well, and, I get it, but there's other people who were there who were witnesses who put out the story, and I just wanted to try to impart to you that when he got out... Okay, here's a couple things.
Okay, Bob, you know
he
something?
Was chased, he wrecked the
Bob,
car. He
Bob,
shot across
Bob,
the street.
Every time you call on in, you go into attack mode on me. And I know you keep changing your name in every once in a while, but I think we're just going to let you go at this point because I'm just not in the mood to deal with this right now. All right, now we can go to Neil in Boston. Hello, Neil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Real quick, I'm sorry about my audio. Like, I'm out in the wind. I'm waiting for a commuter rail train.
Actually, so, your audio is pretty good. I can
okay,
understand
but
you.
It's probably going to change. It's windy.
Okay.
I got so many, all right, I'm just going to get right to it because you're a busy guy. You're so good right now. Like, all right, so there's Howie Carr in Boston. He basically, long story short, there might be, I don't know if it's true or not, I haven't had time to check it out, but cops showed up to get their kids out of the school, and they did not help out.
In yeah, I heard words, that, like, too. I heard that, too.
You know, you heard that, too. That makes me want to kill me. I mean, right there. Like, okay, there's that. But, yeah, timeline. The timeline, it's changing every day.
Yes, it is.
And number three, number four is, you know, number three is the NRA. NRA is in Houston.
Yes.
And number four is the election. And so it's like, what's up?
Well, you know, the Democrats wanted to make abortion the issue for the midterms, but they're not getting any traction with it. So, you know, they're going to make gun control the issue, and it's going to backfire on them because the more tyrannical the government gets, the more people want to hang on to that Second Amendment right. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the gun and ammunition companies, the sales have gone through the roof.
I mean, number five is SSRIs, and it's selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Kevin Miller.
Yeah, and they're very, very dangerous.
Kevin Miller, like, I met him by accident on Twitter almost, like, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Generation RX, the movie. I met him twice. He lives in Vancouver. He's from Cleveland. He's got Boston connections. Generation RX, the pills, these kids are on pills, they're pilling the kids left and right, and it's like,
yeah.
That's
well,
it.
No, it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yes, I want to know. I would love to know which, if any, pills each of all these high school kids, and it's all the same, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. They're all, you know, mentally deranged, you know, not in a bad way, you know what I mean? But they're all, and it's all the same.
Okay, well, now you are breaking up. The sound is breaking up here. But before you go, I want to share with you a website. It's SSRIstories.org. We have been referring to it for quite some time. It is a collection of reports of adverse effects from these antidepressants where people are driven to self-harm, suicide, violence against others, by these one-size-fits-all brain-altering chemicals, okay? So, Neil, thank you very much. And we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Yeah, Mike, I don't know. This is getting very, very suspicious. I mean, 2 weeks in a row we've had these kind of shootings.
Yeah.
I have to wonder if somebody's behind this. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. The two monsters that carry these things out, they are monsters. But is somebody getting to them? Is somebody talking to them? And like you said about the SSRI drugs there, these are very dangerous. And who's giving it to them? And why don't we look at, you want to ban something, maybe that's something we should.
Let me put it this way. Everybody understands that sexual predators are out there constantly grooming young people to make them useful. So it stands to reason that those who want to create violence to push the gun grab agenda are constantly locating and selecting and grooming individuals to be turned into mass shooters. And they all seem to have this, or most of them have this link to these prescription and antidepressants. And like I said, if you go back and you look at Columbine, a lot of similarities there. The fact that there was a mass shooting drill just back on last month. They were planning this thing and getting ready. It feels fake. It really feels fake. All the more so because you didn't see this kind of behavior before the Democrats started saying we've got to get rid of that Second Amendment. You know, before that, you know, some people had guns, some people didn't. There were criminals. The police would take care of the criminals. But there wasn't this push for everybody to surrender their firearms to the dictatorship. When that started up, that's when we started getting all these mass shootings. And I don't see that as just a coincidence.
One thing, too, Mike, is, you know, you talk about the Second Amendment, how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
Many. This, you know, is backfiring these people because people are realizing just how important the Second Amendment is. And here again, you have, looks to me like incompetent or even, I hate to say it, cowardly police in certain, and the people are not prepared to defend themselves. The thing is, we've got to count on ourselves to protect ourselves, not to count
Yes,
on
we do. Yes, we do. You know, the Democrats don't want that. The criminals don't want that. The criminals want the police to be gone away. They want us disarmed, and then they can just walk into our homes and help themselves to our wallets and our furniture and our women. And they'll continue to vote Democrat as long as that reality maintains. But, you know, we saw this kind of corruption back during Prohibition, where, you know, alcohol that had been worth a few pennies a gallon was all of a sudden worth hundreds of dollars per gallon. And that kind of money literally allowed the gangsters to buy control of the government, that allowed them to change that government to further their own economic interest, until the point where the public said, we are going to get rid of this. And at that point, Prohibition was repealed. But the damage had already been done, and there had been a whole new political dynasty that had been brought into power by Prohibition, including the Kennedy family. And we're, you know, we saw the same thing happening during drug prohibition back in the 90s and early 2000s, where families connected to the CIA's drug-running operations in Southeast Asia and Central America became rich and powerful and untouchable. And the same thing is going to happen again. With all of this talk about disarming the public, crime will go out of control again, and those who profit from that crime will rise to power in our country.
The other thing, too, Mike, is when you see 300 and 400-pound policemen, okay, responding and stuff like that, that's not serious. It's not serious. It does not give a good perception to the public. It also doesn't deter Ramos, okay, from carrying out what they want.
All right, well, Mark, I gotta let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need.
Welcome
to
back
be
to our show here, the last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael.
I appreciate your taking up for Texas against O'Rourke. He's let it know the first thing he's going to do, of course we're going to take your guns. Well, you can buy an LGBT black shirt with rainbow colors across Texas, America, and whatever for $20. Sleeveless shirt, internet, if you want to help him. But that's who put him in, LGBTs. And so I appreciate you taking it up. The main problem with all the people who complain about whites becoming a minority is the whites are aborting their babies. Thousands a day.
Well, so are the blacks. Most of Planned Parenthood's business is among the black population. The white population, by and large, is tending to be a little more careful and responsible about their reproductive choices. But there has been a significant birth decline, and a lot of it has to do with the economy. My concern has to deal with something called the epicyte gene. This is a genetically modified corn, was paid for, the research was paid for by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to produce a variety of corn that would render anyone eating it incapable of reproducing. And that patent and that technology was then sold off to some of the big biotech companies. Now, if that gene breaks into the wild, as some of these DNA experiments have done before, like COVID, you could be looking at an extinction-level event.
Well, I tell them I don't eat corn. I won't even eat a mixed vegetable because I have to pick the corn out. Rats won't eat corn.
Rats will eat corn. They won't eat GMO corn, but they'll eat natural maize here. And, you know, I love corn, especially cream-style corn.
Well, who do you trust that it's not GMO? Plus,
I trust my neighbor over that way and my other neighbor over that way and my neighbor up over there and, you know.
It blows in the wind, you know.
I'm not going to live in a bubble. I'm not going to live in a bubble. That's just the way it is.
I just wanted to point out that we have about 1 month that we know of, for mercy from God, that we will stop killing the babies. Okay?
Well, I would like to see that happen. I mean, I do concede that under certain circumstances, abortion is necessary. I just have a real problem with it being used as retroactive birth control by people who don't want to take responsibility for their own sexuality. I find that highly offensive.
Well, it's totally illegal. They said when they wrote up Roe v. Wade, we can never foresee the day when it will be abortion on demand.
That didn't work out. Okay, there's the music. It is time to end the show. Thank you for the call, Pat. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I'm still waiting for Michael to tell me who's doing the microphone tonight. Meanwhile, spread the word on republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody donating to RBN to keep us going. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone for the National Intel Report. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.